Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. USDA released the final crop number showing Missouri corn farmers produced a record 677 million bushels in 2025, with yields also near historic highs. These numbers reinforce that growing demand is more important than ever. Today, we're talking with Missouri Corn Merchandising Council Chairman Patrick Sire about Missouri Corn's participation in the Radical Corn Challenge and how investing in new uses for corn can help strengthen the market and add value to America's top crop. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start with this conversation by talking about that Radical Corn Challenge and why it was important. Why is it important for Missouri Corn?
Well, David, as you can see, Missouri farmers and U.S. farmers never cease to amaze you on a crop that we can continue to produce. So with that big pile of corn, we have to make new uses to move it on down the road and find places, you know, for it to go. So this is part of Missouri's investment, along with several other states, to encourage more, you know, innovations to find new uses for our product. That's a part of our marketing and the merchandising council, which are, you know, our checkoff dollar goes towards producing, you know, opening markets, expanding the markets that we already have. And this is just another avenue to new innovations to bring use to our product.
What pops to mind in terms of new innovations?
You got plastics, fuels, your seat covers in your vehicles. Just that's what we're in for, innovation, something new, bring it out. And we'd like to see it increase our use.
We just had that USDA report, and got to say, some folks are pretty shocked by it. It was kind of outside that trade expectation range. Why does that show we need more demand and need to grow that demand?
Well, you know, like I said here, I was thinking about this yesterday. I guess it says, you know, I remember the days when we had a $2 corn and 125 bushel yield was a big yield. And, you know, nowadays we're looking at $4.50 corn and 185 bushel, you know, average yield. So if we keep raising a big crop, we got to, you know, keep increasing demand. You know, it's just the way the scales have to roll.
These are challenges that we have with reports like this. And it means that there needs to be a stable effort towards helping these markets and ensuring strong markets. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, ethanol was, the saving grace many years ago was the introduction. So, and, you know, like I said, ethanol proved that, we've got an industry, we have built an industry off that ethanol. It's provided many jobs for many communities, the rural areas and stuff. And it's helped the consumer out too, you know, with lower fuel costs. So, you know, just like to have another innovation like that would be great.
You mentioned earlier that bioplastics and other advanced materials, as well as obviously ethanol, which you just mentioned, are things that are focused on because of these challenges that face the market. When you look at those specific options that are now available for farmers to have in terms of alternative products other than just grain, what excites you about some of those products?
What excites me? They're renewable. It's probably as much as anything, it's renewable. You know, we're not dependent upon the oil industry, you know, byproducts coming off of that to do this. Here's a product that, hey, we can keep raising this here product every year, have a renewable source of use for something.
Outside of the market of ethanol, how does this challenge of massive production build on the Missouri corn growers' legacy of developing new markets?
The legacy of Missouri corn, you know, we've expanded the market into California as far as ethanol. E85 has been a major increase on that, keeping our market open up to, you know, Mexico. When we was having some trade bans, you know, coming on, you know, Missouri is pretty influential on keeping that market open for us, continuing our ethanol exports into Canada. All these things are just critical to keeping our markets moving.
So with Missouri corn grower yields at record levels again, how does innovation help answer the what do we do with all this corn question beyond some of the notes we've made already in this conversation?
Well, what we'd like to do in here in the next 2 or 3 weeks is get the E15 legislation passed. That would probably be top key thing to do that would help move along some of this production right now. That would be the top of the list for me right now.
And how do initiatives like that strengthen rural economies, specifically supporting younger farmers or the next generation of farmers?
Well, it ensures a market for our product, allows you to keep producing. You know, these ethanol plants are here in the Midwest, so that encourages economic strength for the rural communities, allows the farmer to raise a corn crop, take it to his local ethanol plant, and they move that product on out and spread it out of the country, wherever. You know, exports are at an all-time high, and that's all caused, you know, part of that reason. You know, allows the next generation, the future generation, just moving it on out the door.
Do you have any examples from your own personal life, your own community, where you've seen just how jobs and new markets have affected the next generation for you or your family?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, I mean, my part of the state, we do not have an ethanol plant, but that doesn't mean, you know, the ethanol plant that's in northern Missouri and other ones, they take care of that corn for us. So, you know, they're making a use for it. So our corn will fill other needs of the world. So most of my corn goes down the river. Some goes for local feed and feed use and stuff, but most of it goes down the river to as exports. So that's part of the building community, you know, where they got strong river system, barge traffic, you know, people working on that industry.
Taking a look at the conversation we've had today, what would you say is the key takeaway for Missouri corn growers?
Keep back in your association because they do a lot of work. It's something I didn't realize until I actually got on the board and seeing all the work. And actually, I was at a meeting just yesterday and I talked to a farmer from Georgia, and it was his first deal. And he was a little overwhelmed at how much the association, Merchandising Council, how much they do and how much they got involved, just like I was when I first got involved. Yeah, you're just like, wow, they got a lot going on that you don't see. There's so much behind the scenes keeping this industry, taking care of our business, so we can keep taking care of our business.
Patrick, is there anything you'd like to add about what's going on about the report that I didn't touch on?
Just want to say, hey, you know, American farmer never ceased to stop improving. You know, we keep striving for better. Plain example of this right here again this year. Here we go. We got another big crop.
Joining us today is Missouri Corn Merchandising Council Chairman Patrick Sire, sharing how Missouri corn growers are investing in new opportunities to grow demand and add value to every bushel. Thanks again, Patrick, for your time.
Thank you, David.
And thank you for listening. I'm David Geiger, and this podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Learn more about the programs working on your behalf at mocorn.org or on our social media channels.